Blog Talk Radio.
Your computer, Bag of Goodies is proud to present Your Time with Josie, with the star of your show, Josie Pasatino.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie, and thanks everyone who came in the chat room. So welcome everyone listening, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Thanks everyone. Welcome to the show everyone. I'm glad to be here with you guys tonight. We are also going to start out your weekend right. We have a great interview with pop rock singer Cameron tonight. We're going to give you some more holiday help with segments that can help you pick an airline for your travels this season. We will give you 10 hot gift ideas this year for men, women, and children. And again, we will help you with some ideas to find that special someone to share the holidays with. One of my co-producers, Tina, will join me as we work through the best pickup lines tonight. That with a quick change of a few words, can be used by both guys and gals. Then we have Peanut will share his fun news with us, and we will close the show with some holiday fun facts so you can impress people at that holiday gathering this year with your holiday wisdom. Then we have a new release clip tonight to share with you all, and happy Hanukkah to those celebrating the third night of Hanukkah. Yes, awesome. Thanks, guys, so much for coming. If you guys can't listen, just let everyone know in the chat room that they can just refresh the page because we're live. And click the play arrow on the Blog Talk Radio player above the chat room, or you can click reload player, open player in new window. Super easy, super easy. I also want to start out the show tonight thanking all of our dedicated listeners for nominating the Your Time with Josie show under the entertainment category for the 6th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards. The nominations came out last Sunday, and the entire team here at the show were so excited. Lots of screaming and crying. You could actually listen to our announcements of us winning, being nominated, in the Twit vid on the website, josieshow.com. So you can check that out. Voting started this past Wednesday and continues through till the 15th of December. You are able to vote once a day until voting closes on the 15th. So get your voting in, guys. Your votes would mean the world to us. Please vote as much as you can. We would love to take the entertainment category this year. So you can vote by clicking on the podcast award banner at the top of my site, www.josieshow.com. Then all you do is this. Under the entertainment category on the right-hand side of the page, click the little circle next to Your Time with Josie. Then on the bottom left of the page, put in your name and email address. Then the submit button is on the bottom right. Please check your email address that you put in for the vote, verification email that will get sent out randomly and will need to be verified within 24 hours. Just check your inbox and spam because sometimes it goes under spam. It's very quick and easy, and again, I would really appreciate your vote. So let's see here if our guest has arrived. So let's start out with our chit-chat segment as we're waiting for our guest. We're going to help you guys get ready for the holiday by bringing to you the top 10 gifts this year for men, women, and children, according to various news sites like AskMen.com. Here we go. Get a pen and paper. You may want to write some of these down for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list. Let's start out with children. Here's the top items this year. My Pillow Pets Ladybug, Bigfoot, the Monster Wireless Remote Control Doll, Mr. Potato Head, still makes the list after all these years, then a Calico Critters Luxury Townhouse, a game called Loops, Monster High Cleo Denial and Deuce Gorgon dolls, Minotaurus from Lego, Princess and Me dolls, Thingamajigs plush toys, and Tomica Hyper City train set. Now, for that hard-to-buy-for-man on your list, here we go. A Canon digital camera, noise-canceling headphones, the Alta phone video station. This is actually pretty cool for those of you that have to spend too much time away from your special man. Then we have a luxury vacation, Sony mini DV video camera, Cyclone 2 foosball table, flat panel monitor LCD screen, LCD digital camera binoculars, Sony Ericsson smartphone, and a portable satellite radio receiver. Last but not least, ideas for that hard-to-buy-for woman on your list this year. A Vogue subscription, Bamboo Chart Coil Spa Pack, a Duop Twilight Lip Venom, well, Twilight will never die, Duo Chocolate Fondue Set, a Scenic Game, the Twilight Deluxe Edition, of course, Forever 21 Sequin Ballet Flats, create a custom photo book at lulu.com for her, then iPod Touch accessories, Aldo Thon necklace, and Logitech portable lap desk. I don't know about all those things, but you can never go wrong with just some jewelry. So let's see if our guest has arrived. All right, so I want to welcome my special guest, talented pop rock singer, Cameron. Hello, Cameron.
Hello.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Super excited to talk to you.
Oh, great.
So we are just going to start out with a quick interview. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you're very young. So what age did you start singing?
Well, I've been singing for a long time, but I really didn't start recording until I was 9.
Ooh, very cool, very cool. When did you know that this was what you wanted to do professionally?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I would enter my school talent show, and I knew right then and there. And I was
really
happy every time I sang.
That's awesome. And we love that you do sing. You're very talented. How did you get started in the music business?
Well, my mom kind of helped me, but we knew my manager, Jeff, for a long time. And once he found out that I could sing, he was like, oh, great, well, let's give her a shot. And so we started recording and getting new songs, and I started, and then I ended up recording them again because my voice has grown since then. And so, yeah, it's just been growing from there, and I've had a lot of fun doing it.
Awesome, awesome. What ideas could you give someone who is young but knows that this is what they would want to do? Do you have any good advice?
I do. You know, for everyone who wants to become a singer, just don't ever stop and don't ever give up with what you want to do and just continue to try. And just know that if something goes wrong or anything happens, just get back on your feet and try again.
Absolutely. Very great advice that anyone could follow. Another question, how do you handle school and the pressures of performing?
Oh, it is so hard, but you know what? I try to balance it. I mean, I do sports too at school, so that's also hard. and I'm in school plays, so I have to work around rehearsals and stuff like that with rehearsals for my school, and so that's hard. I have to juggle homework, so I come to my office, yeah. and I do homework there, and then I do rehearsals, and I'm jam-packed, but you know what? I love what I'm doing, and so I'm fine with it.
That is awesome. You mentioned that you did some sports. What sports do you do?
Well, I played volleyball, and
Ooh, cool.
now I'm doing soccer.
That's awesome. Awesome. I bet you make tons of friends with doing those two sports.
Yeah, I love everyone on my team, and they're so nice.
Awesome. Can you tell us about your Move Your Body video contest and what they could win?
Well, if you enter my Move Your Body contest, basically what happens is that if you're one of the top 100, you can get a signed CD with a picture, and then if you are the top 3, you mm-hmm. can, if you're the top 10, I think you get an autographed Luna guitar by me, and then
Ooh, cool.
if you're the top 3, I come to your house and give you a live concert with 10 of your closest friends.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is
super
cool. Really? That is so, so cool. And so they could just post the video on YouTube, right?
Well, if you go on my website and click on the Move Your Body Dance Contest, they'll give you directions on how and what you will be sending it. But I've gotten some videos where people forgot to actually send us the link to their video, so you didn't actually get to see them. So that was pretty
yeah.
funny. But yeah. I think you have to
that
email.
That kind of beats the purpose.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think you have to email.
Awesome. Very cool. Can you tell my listeners how they could also join your street team?
My street team, how they could join it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there are many ways, I think. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
You mean how, will they get to, help?
Yeah.
Or just be a part and watch and stuff?
How about be a part of it? Help out or... You know.
Oh, well, you could maybe email my manager and ask him. But
yeah.
Right now we only have a few people, so that probably would be nice.
Yeah.
And, so that you'd probably have to talk to him and stuff like that.
That sounds good. And I also saw some information that people could see on your Facebook page. Where they could figure it all out too, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Awesome, yes. Awesome. So are you currently working on an album?
I am. I'm almost finished. I had to re-record some of them because of my voice and how much better it is now. Because I've had singing lessons, and I've learned how to sing with my stomach and use my muscles. And I do have a new album, and soon it will be finished, and it will come out soon.
Very cool. I'm excited to check it all out.
Yes, I'm excited too.
Definitely. Can you tell us a little bit about your music video, Wait and See? How's that?
Wait and See. Basically, I sneak on to a movie set, and I basically, there's a guard there, and I have to run away from him while I'm trying to work on my video because I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And So basically, I play someone who's sneaking around, also shoot the video using their wigs, their makeup, using everything that's
cool.
there, and then the security guard's also trying to track me down, so it's pretty funny.
That sounds funny, and people could see pictures of it on your website. I was checking it all out. It's very
yes.
cool. Awesome. Who are your biggest musical influences? You have someone that you really love in music?
Well, you know, I love all different kinds of artists. I wouldn't say I have a favorite,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I don't hate Justin Bieber. He's cool. I like Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Christina Aguilera, you know, basically in that area. And I like Pink, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bunch of different people, you know. I'm all over the place.
Definitely, definitely. I saw a video that you did. I think it's called I Love Justin Bieber. You love Justin Bieber?
Really
yeah.
Cool. You know, he's
cute.
Cool. He's a cool person. But it was really fun doing that video. I when I watched it, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. And I was the one who did it. But I... Yeah, like when I went to school,
it was really cute.
Funny thing is everyone saw it, and I was like, oh, no, and they were all like, you love Justin Bieber? I was like, yeah, sure, I do. I hate him. But they were all making fun of me. I was like, ah, you guys are just jealous.
They're jealous.
Yeah.
Definitely. It was a really cute video. I love the guitar player with the different heads.
Yeah,
that
I
was
thought
hilarious.
That was funny,
too. Yeah, that was really, really good. Loved it. You also do Ustreams. Do you have any live chats planned coming up soon?
Possibly. You know, it depends on my schedule, you know. But
yeah.
I try to get on when I can, when I'm not doing homework or shooting new videos for YouTube or I'm not rehearsing, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I'll be doing some soon. I probably will be tweeting it or MySpacing or Facebook, you know. I'm going to go on Ustream and I'm going to talk to you guys. You should all come on and, yeah, they'll know if they check my status and stuff, yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good. You gave it to me on my yearbook, but I wasn't able to tune in. I felt so bad, but I'm hoping to be able to check it out again. I would
okay,
really
yeah.
love to see it. Awesome.
Right.
So do you have any upcoming performances or any appearances where fans will be able to hear you sing?
Well, actually, we're working on that right now. Hopefully soon,
mm-hmm.
really soon. But we're working. I just want to let everyone know that we're trying really hard to get me to play some shows. And
absolutely.
I hope that will be happy soon. And I can't wait for it.
That would be so much fun. You'd have a great time.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you'll probably post it on your websites and stuff so everyone could check them all out.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Can you tell everyone your website so they could check it out?
My link? The link?
Yeah.
Or what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's CameronMusic.com. And
mm-hmm.
from there, you can enter my Move Your Body Dance contest, and you can check out my MySpace, my Twitter, my yearbook, and my Last FM, and my YouTube, and all that shebang. And you can hear my songs and my videos, so it's a good site.
Awesome. I was checking it out earlier, and it's really, really cool. I love all the all the stuff you have on it. It's very, very
Thank
cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tina Marie in the chat room asks, let's see. Oh, wait. Oh, I just missed it. Oh, goodness. Hold on. Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, she asked, how do you get people through your videos?
How do I get people to my videos?
How do you cast people for your videos? Like, put them on your videos? Are they, like, friends of yours?
Well, sometimes they're close friends or people my mom mm-hmm. knows or people I know.
Cool.
You know, like, in my new music video, there's someone from one of my mom's past movies because she's a producer.
Cool.
And so, mm-hmm. yeah. I think when
awesome.
Everyone sees, they'll be happy
yeah.
to see who it is.
Awesome, awesome. Let's see here. Tina asks another question from the chat room. How long does a video usually take to shoot?
Oh, it depends on a video. It can take, mm-hmm. it depends on how many scenes you have, and it can take from all day, 2.5 days, for 2 days.
Wow.
You know? It depends on what you're shooting. But for Wait and See, it took me from 6 a.m. to, like, 10, maybe 11.
Oh, wow.
But,
very
yeah,
cool.
it takes a long time. But, you know, I've got a lot that keeps me motivated, like people who understand, like, I just like making people happy.
Definitely. Absolutely, absolutely. This is actually a good question. Do you write your own songs?
Help. But I kind of co-write.
Mm-hmm.
But I have two people who write with me, and I help groove the song. Like, if I don't like the song, I won't sing
mm-hmm.
it because I have to relate to the song in order for me to sing it, or else I can't get the right emotion, and then it won't sound right. But I'm pretty sure that the songs that I sing, everyone can relate to.
That's the best thing about a song is, you know, people can be able to relate to it and then dance to it. That's always
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, I enjoy catchy songs, and, like, if it's not catchy enough, then it's not going to be a good song, you know?
Absolutely. My favorite songs of yours is I Like Being a Girl and Move Your Body. I love those ones.
My friend from school, he's a boy, and he goes around singing na-na-na-na-na all the time. It's hilarious. And then my little brother would always sing Move Your Body all the time. It was hilarious. And he would say, school out, and it's time to party. So
it is very catchy. I sometimes catch myself singing it.
Yeah,
really,
like my mom's
song.
Assistant woke up one day, and she caught herself singing one of my songs. And I was like, oh, that's funny.
That is funny. That is funny. Are you looking for getting your songs on the radio? Are you trying to do that?
Yes, we might be going to radio with Wait and See pretty soon.
Ooh, cool.
And hopefully if that kicks off, then we'll be putting a lot more on the radio.
Awesome. Sounds good. Let's see here. We will get to some fun questions. What do you like to do for fun as, like, a hobby?
Oh, that's hard. Well, other than singing, I do normal things, you know. I jump on my trampoline, I go swimming, I do a lot of outdoor activities. But if I'm not outdoors, I'm either watching a movie or watching TV or playing with my brother.
Awesome, awesome. So mostly normal stuff. That's always good.
Yeah. No, I'm not any different other than the fact that I sing and, you know, I like doing a lot of things that other people do.
Definitely. So the holidays are coming up. Do you have any plans?
Oh, yes. I'm going on a cruise over Christmas. And, yeah, so that'll be fun.
That will be fun. Take tons of pictures.
Oh, yes. I will.
Awesome.
I forgot where, but
Oh, well, that's going to be so much fun. I hope you have a great time. It'll be very
cool. I hope so, too.
Definitely, you will. Another fun question, what is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession probably would be my dog.
Oh, what kind of dog do you
have? I have a teacup Maltese. Her name is Lulu. And I love her to death. If anything were to happen, I think I might have a heart attack.
I love her so much. I sleep with my dog.
I
am the same way with my dog. How cute. How cute. So you're a dog person, huh?
Yes. I don't mind cats. I like monkeys.
monkeys.
A pet animal.
That's my favorite. Awesome. So let's see here. What is the best advice you have ever been given by a friend or your mom?
The best advice from I've ever gotten was from my producer.
Mm-hmm.
And she normally never is down to earth, so this is really good. Because I'm afraid to go stage sometimes because I'm afraid I'll be booed or something. Or something crazy like that. But everyone's all like, no, that'll never happen. And so told me, she's like, whenever I'm on stage or whenever you're going to be on stage, it's the best place in the world. You'll want to be up there every day.
Yeah.
It's something that you'll really enjoy. And I was like, oh, okay. It makes me feel better.
Definitely. And you don't have to worry about that. You never get booed. Trust me. You're too good.
Thank you.
No problem. So apparently the chat room is wondering if you could sing a little bit for us. Would that be okay?
Sure. What would you guys like to hear?
You can sing anything that you would like. You can sing anything you would like.
I'll sing the first verse of Wait and See.
Awesome.
Okay. It may be just a day, like any other day. I'm gonna change that. Wait and see. I'm gonna learn to fly. I'm gonna touch the sky. Turn these dreams into reality.
Woo!
Is that cool?
Very cool. Okay, hold on 1 second. I gotta do this. Very cool. Loved it. Thank you so much for singing for us. Love it.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
It was so awesome.
Thank you.
We are actually running out of time a little bit, so we are going to ask just a couple more questions from the chat room. Okay, this is a really, really funny question. Alan asks, does Cameron like squirrels?
Do I like squirrels?
Yeah, do you like squirrels?
Yeah. I do like squirrels.
Do you like squirrels?
I've seen movies where people get attacked by squirrels, so sometimes I'm afraid of that. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, that's not cool.
But, you know, I like squirrels. I don't mind them.
Awesome. So let's see here. One more question.
Okay.
So I don't know if you ever had a most embarrassing thing, but it's a good question. What is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you while performing? Do you have one?
Oh, my God. Okay, so this happened recently, actually.
Ooh.
So at school, we did a performance, and I was singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. But before that song, we were singing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came my turn to sing, because I had a solo, I sang, mm-hmm. instead of the right words, I sang, "He's got the whole world in his hands," to the wrong, like, completely thing. But thank the Lord, it was in rehearsals. So,
thank goodness.
Yeah, and it was in front of my whole grade. It was so embarrassing.
My goodness.
And so then the next time we ran through it, I did again. And then during the show, they literally had to write, "Go tell it," on a piece of paper in front of my face to make sure I wouldn't screw up. And once I actually did it right, the whole class went, "Yes." I was like, "Oh, the Lord."
Good. I bet nobody even really noticed. They probably thought it was just cute.
Yeah.
That's funny. So let's see here. We have a couple more questions. Let's see. Do you have any new videos in the works or any songs?
Well, like I said, it was my school work. We haven't gone to mm-hmm. a new video, but Wait and See is still being edited right now.
Awesome.
And it will be coming out soon. And once that's done, and I will be doing another song, hopefully, and I really like it to be Losing My Mind featuring Jackson Odell.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, Jackson's like my best friend, but, you know. So we'll have a lot of fun.
That is awesome. That will be a lot of fun. Very,
yeah.
Very cool. Another fun question. What is your favorite TV show?
Oh, Lord. That's a really hard one. But recently, it's either Glee, Sunny with a Chance.
Ooh, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Wait for it. Okay, I think I have it. I really enjoy Victorious.
Ooh, Victorious.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm such a dork, but I still watch Disney Channel and Nick. But, you know, that's
it's awesome. It's awesome. So let's see. Another good question is, what is the latest movie that you've watched recently?
Okay. I watched
mm-hmm.
this last night. I watched Don't
Ooh.
Mess with the Zohan.
Ooh, how is it?
I liked it. But I thought some parts were corny, but and then again, a lot of movies that I watch are corny, but, you know, I loved it.
Well, that's good. As long as you liked it. That's
yeah.
all that matters. Very, very cool. And also, let's see here. You have a Twitter page, right?
Right.
Can you tell everyone your Twitter link?
My Twitter link.
Yes.
Hold on. I don't know for it exactly. So hold on 1 second, okay?
Sounds good. No problem.
Steven, what's my Twitter link? Okay. Well, my Twitter link is Cameron Rocks.
Cameron Rocks.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, so.
Very
that's,
cool.
So if you go to Twitter and you type in Rocks, I'll pop up.
Awesome. Okay, so I posted it in the chat room on josieshow.com, Cameron Rocks, so people can follow you.
There we go. Yes.
Awesome. So follow Cameron.
yeah, that'll be great.
Awesome. Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming on Your Time with Josie.
Thank you for having me. I had
Anytime.
So much fun.
And I hope you can come on again, okay?
Okay, I hope so too.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon, okay?
Talk to you soon, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. All right. Very cool. So let's see. We would like to take a moment to say thanks to our sponsors. First, we have Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com, INC.com, or go to our website and click on the link to see the featured pet of the month. Remember, local adoptions only. Then we have Dunkin' Donuts in Oreo Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for their support in promoting Your Time with Josie every week. If you live in Delray Beach, Florida, stop by and get some yummy donuts. Then we have Cold Country Radio, your one stop for all things country. Thanks to them for promoting Your Time with Josie every day. The show link where you can listen is coldcountryradio.weebly.com, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. And now, really quick, I would love to actually talk to you guys about a prior guest that I had on the show. Her name is Brooke Scher, and you guys could all check her out on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Brooke_SCHER. She recently put out on iTunes a new single called Beautifully. So I'm going to play a real, a quick little teaser clip for you guys. Check it out. That was Brooke Scher's new single out on iTunes called Beautifully. So check it out. Download it. It's super amazing. I love it. I love it. I downloaded it on my iPhone, and I love it. It's on repeat. and now we have News Through Peanut's Eyes. You guys know you always love this segment because we don't know what crazy things are going to come in and what Peanut is going to say. So here we go.
And now the weekly news roundup with Peanut the Squirrel.
It's the news according to me. In this week's news, voting for the podcast awards has begun. Your Time with Josie is nominated under the entertainment category. You can vote once per day, and voting is easy. Just go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to entertainment, select Your Time with Josie, then at the bottom, put in your name and email address and click on submit. You'll get an email wanting you to verify your vote. Just click the link and you're all done. And remember, you can vote once per day, and voting ends on December 15th. If we win, Josie will be the youngest podcast host to ever win a podcast award. Woohoo! Go Josie! In other entertainment news, two hackers from Germany, ages 17 and 23, have been caught. They were hacking into celebrity computers using a standard Trojan virus. They were stealing all kinds of data, pictures, and unreleased songs. Some of the artists affected were Kelly Clarkson, Keisha, and Lady Gaga, along with Justin Timberlake and several others. They were also blackmailing artists such as Keisha, where they downloaded provocative photos of her and threatened to put them on the internet unless she recorded a shout-out for them to play at their hip-hop clubs. She refused, and that helped spawn the investigation into it. But the biggest help came from a bunch of Kelly Clarkson fans who reported them when over 20 Kelly Clarkson unreleased songs were stolen and leaked. Clarkson herself posted on Twitter about it happening and hasn't really used Twitter much since then. But the police are now on the case. The two people have admitted to most of their crimes, and charges against them are now pending. Serve them right. Fry them. Just get rid of them. They're a disgrace. I don't want to breathe the same air as them. I just want to give a quick shout-out to two of our new followers on Twitter, the Hoff himself, David Hasselhoff, and the official Beatles Twitter. Hey, let's get the Beatles on the show. Let's do a hashtag, Beatles on Your Time with Josie. That would be cool. Paul and Ringo. Peace and love. And now for some really sad news. Actor-comedian Leslie Nielsen has passed on. He was 84 years old. Most people remember him from his parts in The Naked Gun as Inspector Frank Drebin, and his parts in Airplane and Airplane 2, the sequel, and so many other movies. He was an actor for over 40 years in multiple television series, motion pictures, and stand-up, which he did on a lot of talk shows. And he was known by the general public for always having a whoopee cushion with him in public. Yeah, he was that type of guy. We'll miss him. And that's the news for this week, because I said so. See you next week. This is Peanut, and I'm out of here. Woohoo!
Thank you, Peanut, for that enlightening news that we always enjoy. It was amazing, and thank you very much. Now, I would like to thank all of our listeners that send gifts for the 15-year-old girl named Alyssa that our show is sponsoring for the holidays through the Salvation Army. We will drop off her gifts tomorrow so that everything will be ready for her this holiday season so we can make her holiday special. All right, it's that time for The Josie Show to help you find that special someone to spend the holidays with. Let me bring out one of my co-producers, Tina, to help me out with this list.
Hey, everybody. This is going to be a fun, fun list. So on previous episodes, we brought you facts about dating, kissing, and now we're going to help you find that someone special with some great pickup lines. They were actually gathered by a gentleman by the name of Howard Daughters. We have no idea how he got them, and we didn't ask. So if you have a favorite pickup line that's worked for you, go ahead and type that in the chat room. We'll add that to our list, because if it's helped you, it may help other people too. Or feel free to call in and just go ahead and use that on us and let us see how it really works. The audience will go ahead and vote. You can always call us at 646-381-4339. Feel free to call now. Josie, you want to go ahead and start us out with some good things here that are going to help some people get some dates for the holiday?
You got it. So the first one is, you could simply ask, what pickup line actually works on you? Would it work for you?
You know, instead of guessing or picking one by random, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with just saying, hey, dude, what's going to help here? What's going to make me get a date with you? Just go ahead and be honest, ask. I think that'd be funny.
It's very sensitive, but you risk someone laughing. but it's all good. So the next one is, I'm glad I'm not blind.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't suggest that one.
Would you use that one, Joe?
I would not use that one because they might make me blind afterwards.
I don't want to get stressed out. Yeah, that one.
Exactly.
That one doesn't impress. Yeah, we're not recommending that to anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the next one is, do you have any raisins? Well, then how about a date? That one, fruit has to be involved.
Okay. So my thought is, if you have to talk about fruit, people are going to be confused. Don't even bother bringing out the fruit basket. I'm not so sure. I would be uncomfortable using that one. Would you be comfortable? I would be uncomfortable.
I would be very uncomfortable. The next one I got, if I got a nickel for everyone I've met that is as beautiful as you, I'd have 5 cents. That can either work to your advantage or not work to your advantage. What do you say?
You know what? I tell you what. after I read this one, I actually had to read it a couple of times because at first I was like, I'm not getting it. It almost sounded insulting at the beginning. And then when you read it again, you're like, oh. So I'm thinking, if you're in a crowded, loud place and that's the line you use, you got to be careful if it comes across the right way. So in my opinion, way too much risk with that one. Don't bother, because if they have to think about it, it's just no fun, because then you're standing there while they're thinking and maybe a little uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. especially if you're with other people during that.
Not good. Always try to get the person alone. That's my advice.
That's good advice.
If you go up to a table and there's a whole bunch of people and the line doesn't work,
it's embarrassing.
That's going to be just a little embarrassing. So wait till they, like, head to the bathroom or everybody else leaves and they're alone. You know, do something like that, because I'm thinking otherwise, you know, might set yourself up for something not great.
Exactly. And it's kind of funny. Close in the chat room actually has two catchphrases that we didn't have on our list.
Oh, does he? Please read.
Yes. So his are, "Are your legs tired because you've been running through my mind all day long?" That's cold. Yeah.
Oh, it's working already. Go ahead.
Exactly.
What else does he have?
Exactly. Cold has, "You can fall up a building, you can fall out of a tree, but baby, the best way to fall is in love with me."
Oh.
That's a good one.
He's really good. Wow.
He's very good. He's very good.
I'm impressed with his skills. We should have had him help us out with our list here, Joe.
Very good. Wait a minute. He has another one, and this one's kind of funny.
Dear Lord.
"If you were the new burger at McDonald's, you would be the McGorgeous." Well, thank you very much. I'm blushing.
So am I, sadly. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you lose your place on the list? Because I kind of did. Okay.
Yeah, I did. So the next one on our list is, "Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?"
Okay, I'm sorry.
When I first started reading this, that was
actually one of my favorites. That one stood out at the beginning. I thought that was
true. Oh, it stands out.
As all get out. Because realistically, let's be honest about this. I know you're kind of young. I'm a bit old. But let's be honest. Generally, if you got the right outfit on, you usually shouldn't have to say anything. I say walk by one, two times, and that should really take care of it. If it doesn't, my thought, move on.
Exactly. I agree. Let's see here. The next one we have is, "You're so sweet, you are going to put Hershey out of business."
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I should really, you know, basically call them a candy bar. I mean, I don't think that would work out in my favor, you know, calling someone a candy. So
yeah,
I wouldn't use that one.
Lame. That one doesn't even sound, it doesn't even sound original enough.
Exactly.
So no, we need to move on. Not that one.
Exactly. Next one. "Is your name Summer because you're hot?" That works good. That works actually pretty good if your name is actually Summer.
Okay, so here's the problem. All right, so you might want to do this to get a laugh, but I'm thinking if the person that you're using this on is laughing so hard that they can't answer you.
Yeah.
You may want to tone it down just a little bit, although I laugh at everything, so I'm probably a hard judge.
It's true.
But, okay, that's funny. All right.
It's true, and Colt has actually one more that is hilarious. "Are you an interior decorator? When I saw you, the room became beautiful."
Oh.
That's a cute one. That's a good one.
Oh.
And the next one on our list, "Do you have a map? Because I just got lost in your eyes."
Aw, okay, that one's kind of cute.
That one's a cute one, very cute.
Oh, and look at that, Colt came up with one that's actually on our list as well. Is he looking at the same thing that we're looking at?
He might be.
Here's what he put down.
Mm-hmm.
"I hope you know CPR because you take my breath away." Okay, and that was actually my all-time favorite.
It is. So it's kind of funny and ironic that you actually said that.
That one is my favorite.
Yes, absolutely. The next one on our list is, "Are you religious because you're the answer to my prayers?"
I don't know. I say keep religion out of it.
That's what she's saying. So let's see here. The next one is, "You don't need car keys to drive me crazy."
Okay. Okay, that's original.
That's original. That's
just
a good one.
On that one, but that's original. I don't know. We're giving out a lot of ideas, so all of you listeners better have pen and paper, because I'm thinking that some of these are going to work for you this holiday season. I see a lot more people not standing lonely by that Christmas tree. How about you, Jeff?
I could see it. I definitely could see it. The next one is, remember me? Oh, that's right. I've met you only in my dreams.
Aww.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But if you're in a hurry or something, I wouldn't suggest that one, because that one takes a little long. You know, that one you might lose them after the first sentence.
Okay, we're saps because most of these are working on us, and I don't know that that's a good thing.
The next one is, you look like my future wife.
Oh, okay, that might be close to my favorite. I like that. Do you like that?
That's a good one.
I like that.
That's a very good one. The next one is, can I borrow a quarter? I want to call my mom and tell her I just met the girl of my dreams.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, don't start out with asking for money. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, I wouldn't start with that one.
I'd be like, what? That doesn't even work for me. Go away.
It's not good. I mean, do you really have to borrow a quarter? I mean,
let's just move on. Don't you have a cell phone? Call your mama.
Exactly. The next one is, I want to call your mother and thank her.
Okay, you know what? Since I'm a mother, I have to say that I like that one.
You like that one. Okay, well, And the last one, actually, Colt said in the chat room, and you already said it, I hope you know CPR because you take my breath away. And that's still your favorite, huh?
You know, I have to say, it's still my favorite. That one is the last one I think I like. I think that's good. Oh, here, wait. Colt has another one online. Is he the only one with pickup lines in the chat room?
I don't know where he's getting these.
Annie, who else is in the chat room? Alan, a couple other people. Call in. Let us know what you got.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious, I just got handed one online. Let's see, what does it say here? On somebody's phone, this is hysterical. I got a bad heart, please restart it.
Huh? Wow.
Okay, you know what, I don't even get it.
I'm sorry.
I'd be like, do I look like a doctor to you?
Or I'd say, I'm sorry, I'm a PPR certified.
Well, I guess that depends. If he has it with a southern draw, then, you know, I might find a way to restart it.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's appropriate now. So if you use any of those and they work, make sure to call into the show at 646-381-4339 and share your story and let us know if any of ours work, and if they don't, I apologize straight off the bat.
Yeah, if any of these work, seriously.
Let us know.
Someone has to call in and tell us, because we want to know if we're the reason that you got a date for the holidays, and we want to know if any of those work.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to read Colt in the chat room. This one's cute. Can't let this one go. Someone might use this. It might be a gem.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Can you empty your pockets? I believe you have stolen my heart.
Aww. Oh, that is a sweet
that's so
one.
Cute. And Colt says, who would have the nerve to use these? I don't know. I think someone needs to try it just because we want to be entertained. We asked people last week to go ahead and try the Victorian fan and call us if that worked. Yeah, we didn't get too many calls on it.
Yeah, we didn't get that one. But, well, I just want to thank you, Tina, for helping me with this list and giving me your opinions.
Hey, you know what? Thanks so much for letting me come on for the fun segment.
You got it. This is the fun segment.
This is my kind of stuff. We're going to help somebody hook up for the holidays if it's the last thing that we do. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly,
exactly. Awesome. Okay, Joe, you got a couple other ways to help people here this Christmas. So
all right, we got a next
one. I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic back over to you, girl. Take care.
All right, so that leads us to our next one. To help with that holiday travel you may have this year, I found the top 10 airlines with the happiest employees on AOL News this week. If I was going to fly, I would want to make sure the employees of the plane I was getting on were happy. Number 10 is Frontier Airlines. So if you have to go on Frontier Airlines, it's safe. Number 9, we have the U.S. Air. Then on number 8, we have United Airlines. Number 7, we have AirTran. Number 6, we have Delta. Number 5, American Airlines. Number 4, JetBlue. Number 3, Continental. Number 2, Alaska Airlines. And number 1, Southwest. If you can find this on AOL News, a couple of the airline clips are worth watching. I was laughing out loud. The Southwest clip shows the flight attendant singing a country version of a Southwest Airlines song. She was great. Alaska Airlines and JetBlue airline clips were hysterical as well. You just have to watch them to know what we're talking about. I also want to say again that voting would be amazing. And so you guys can just vote by going to josieshow.com and click the banner above for the podcast. And remember, Your Time with Josie is under entertainment, so scroll down to entertainment, click the little circle by Your Time with Josie, then scroll all the way down, write your name and email address, and then click submit. But remember, you will be sent a verification email to verify your vote, so it'll count, and you have within 24 hours to verify it. And remember, you can vote every day. So please put your votes in. We would love it. And then there's another website that you can do it that brings you to the same page, www.podcastawards.com. And I also have been tweeting it like insanely the last few days. We're on our third day of voting. I've been posting on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, everywhere. So check all that stuff out. I would also like to talk about our upcoming guest coming up on Your Time with Josie. On December 10th, we have musician and writer Nico G. December 17th, we have singer Katie Salazar. December 23rd will be our Thursday night Christmas show with special guest Shane Fair. December 30th will be our Thursday night New Year's Eve show with a great look at the best of 2010. Then we start off our new year with singer-songwriter Melissa Holland on January 7th. And then January 21st, we have recording artist Danica Holmes. So check out that and everything, the bios, pictures, will all be on the website, josieshow.com. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Janice in the studio with us tonight. She used to be a teacher of mine when I went to kinder care. She was my favorite. So I'm glad to have her here. Now we will be getting with the awesome segment that you guys love and enjoy all the time. We got fun facts.
Your time, fun facts.
I did not know that.
So here we go. We actually have some holiday fun facts for you guys to get into the holiday spirit. Artificial Christmas trees have outsold real ones since 1991, before I was born. Look at that. Then we have, during the Christmas and Hanukkah season, more than 1.76 billion candy canes are made. Love candy canes. Then in 1836, Alabama was the first state in the U.S. to declare Christmas as a legal holiday. I didn't know that. Do you? And then in 1856, President Franklin Pierce decorated the first White House Christmas tree. And then in 1907, Oklahoma became the last U.S. state to declare Christmas as a legal holiday. And then, last but not least, the Santa Claus suit was developed in the 1930s. I did not know that. And now I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Tune in again next week for more fun. Please, please, please remember to go to our website, www.josieshow.com, and vote every day. We would love to win the People's Choice Award for Entertainment Podcast. And I speak on behalf of all of the Your Time with Josie team. Good night, everyone, and hope you guys have great holiday. Come back next time. Bye.